Hello, my little friends. It's the Dieter Show. Welcome back to my podcast. It's only the number 5. I know, I'm just starting out. This week, I'd like to give a big thanks to Amanda Palmer. She's an artist, a musician, and she was on the Tim Ferriss show. And I've got to thank her because she gave me hope to get back to be a musician again without the need for having a recording company and all the rest of it. Basically, she is on the website called patreon.com. The website is great in the idea of you find people that like what you do and they support you. They give you a bit of money so you can do what you know how to do best, be an artist. And I think it's a great idea. I've got to give my hat to the person that I created this fantastic idea. And I am currently uploading some tracks on my own patreon.com. My link will be in the show notes with as well the Amanda Palmer patreon.com links. I think if you're an artist, you should really definitely check that out. It's a great idea, really, to help people out there that want to be creative. And to a very, very small amount of money, I mean, Amanda Palmer, she's currently having an album out, and it's for $1. You can have it for $1, which I think it's fantastic. So it gave me the hope and the excitement to get back and try to do music again. So thank you, Amanda, for that. I can't thank you enough. I think it's great, and I'm so lucky that I came across your podcast on the Tim Ferriss show. The other thing is the fact that Amanda talked about miscarriages, because it rang bell with me. Last year I recorded my own grandmother, because I asked my grandmother to write a life story, a memoir, on paper. And so far, well, she hasn't managed to do so. She's a bit of a perfectionist. I think I take that from her, that she started to write a page, and then she's not happy with it, so she started again. So she never managed to do more than the page. So last year I came and I recorded her. I recorded her, and I think I've got about four or five hours of audio with her, talking from early memories to her life, you know. And at some point she talked about miscarriage that she had to do. I think it's about 17 miscarriage, where, you know, sometimes she had to take bits out of her body. I was shocked when she was telling me this story. I didn't expect that at all. But I wasn't aware of how much trouble and how much pain that she must have gone through her head from all these years. Because I noticed there was a little tears in her eyes when she was telling me this story. So I gathered that she somehow helped her to let go of this trouble of hers. And if I can help for that, I mean, I'm glad. But I can't begin to imagine what it must feel like to have to go through this as a man. I had no idea, and I do not know how I will deal with it myself. You must go through so much horror in your head, thinking, am I a monster? I don't know. I have no idea of what to do or what I would do myself. And psychologically, I'd be tainted by such an experience. And 17 times, I mean, she told me that she helped girls in our village as well, because obviously, you know, it's something that back then, you know, you gotta think, you know, it wasn't something that people talked about. So she helped other girls to do that. It's pretty grim. It's pretty grim, but this is life, you know. And I didn't thought about this problem. You know, she had obviously had a bit of fun with my granddad, and my granddad, you know, would go away because he was on the road a lot, and she was left having to deal with this. I guess back then there was not a lot of condom around, a lot of contraceptive. When my mother talked about the fact that one day she had a miscarriage in her own car while having a kid at the back, I've got so much respect for women. I mean, I always have respect for women, but it's something that I think women are beautiful and amazing creatures, and some maybe they don't get enough respect as they should, maybe. So the other thing that Amanda mentioned, which is related to my own compulsive behavior that used to cause me a lot of problem, a lot of issues. Obviously, I have dealt with it a bit more than now. I'm on a good path. It took some doing. I had to move back to France because I was living in the UK for 20 years. And it's something that I'm still dealing with, you know, on a day-to-day basis. But I'm doing much better, if you want to know. But if you want to know about this problem of mine, you'll have to go back into my previous podcast. The other thing I wanted to speak about is how much crap women have to put up with on a day-to-day basis. A couple of years ago, I was running an online business, marketing business, I guess you can call it. It didn't really work out really for me. It was another failure of mine. But you know, you have to go through a few failures in your life to grow. But I was using LinkedIn, the professional platform, and back then I was using the software that was hacking the system, and I was able to send messages on my behalf. So I would set it up in the morning, it would just send messages on my behalf, because before that software, I used to do a copy and paste job, which would take me hours. But sometimes I'd make mistakes, I wouldn't change the name on the top, and obviously, you know, people would be like, what a bloody idiot this guy is. This software was good for a while, it was working well, I was sending about 200 messages a day. But I think LinkedIn at some point caught on the idea that people were using this hacking software. So they capped the amount of messages that you could send a day. So I think it was up to 50, I think, a day. So I got thinking that what if I could create a fake profile? And I did create a few fake profiles, and I choose women. And I went into as sex sales. I bought pictures on the website iStock, I think, with women, not models, but you know, good-looking women, and one of them had a bit of a cleavage on, you know, quite attractive for a man perspective, that is. But what I want to say is it's the amount of crap I got from men that didn't know my fake girls, and I'd get messages like, "Hi, babe, how are you? You know, you want to go for a coffee?" Some men would give me the numbers, you know, and I never replied to any of them. But I was shocked that this was permitted. I mean, I just thought LinkedIn is not a dating website by any means. So even though, yes, the girl was attractive and had the cleavage going on, but that's not an excuse. That's kind of out of order. So it made me realize how much crap women must go through on a day-to-day basis. So I've got, again, to give two thumbs out to women, yeah, because they have to put up with this crap. And I think in this society, you know, it's a shame. It's a shame that that they have to, you know, they shouldn't have to deal with this shit. So yes, to you women out there, you're doing great. You're beautiful creatures. The other thing I wanted to say here is to thank you. Thank you, my listeners, for listening to my show, but for helping me. You helping me towards my own recovery, you know. As I said before, I had compulsive behavior. I used to watch porn a bit too much. It just went out a bit out of control. Using drugs a lot to make the experience a bit more exciting, because, you know, obviously, you know, I'm not going to go into it again here. If you want to really know about it, you'll have to go back into my previous podcast. But I want to thank you, because doing this really has helped me towards my own recovery. So thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to put some of my own music here today at the end of the podcast because we're talking about the Patreon.com. So I thought it'd be a good idea to give you a little taste of what I've done before. The two tracks I'm going to put later on. I've been recording a few years back. I'm not singing on it because although I can hold a tune, I can sing in tune, I am not the greatest singer there is out there. So a friend of mine, Luke Burton, I think, he did the vocals on the both tracks and he does it justice really compared to what I could have done, which would have sounded crap. So I hope you like it. Let me know, send me a message, or you can find me online if you type my name. I'm pretty easy to find, believe it or not, I'm on the first page of Google. There must be not many Didier Soulier in the world, apparently. So I will put the links, obviously, in the show notes, both Amanda Palmer and myself on Patreon.com, and I've added my SoundCloud to make you listen. No, not make you, not forcing you. I've put a few songs that I actually sing. I'm sure you'll be able to tell because the quality of the recording is good, but you'll be able to see what I mean by I can't really sing. I mean, I can't sing, but I'm not the greatest singer out there. So Luke did a much better performance than I ever could. I will suggest again, if you want to support this podcast, of course, you don't have to. It's not obligatoire. But if you can, I will thank you and I will love you forever. So this podcast is a bit short, but I just wanted to take the time to thank Amanda Palmer to give me this fire up to in my belly again, to get me excited to start again to do music, and by the means of Patreon.com, when you can find, I'm going to try to find people that don't mind listening to my rubbish, and maybe by the end of the year I might have enough support to actually record an album, which is something that I wanted to do for a long time, but I never got around to do it because I just thought maybe my own ego is saying yes you can, but then maybe I'm not that good. So let's try. I'm going to give you a go. I'm going to give you more than a go. I'm going to really try out to persevere and try to put my music out there. So bear with me on that one. Let me know what you think of those two tracks that you're going to listen shortly. And I would like to thank you again for listening. And I shall speak to you on the next podcast, which would be next week. Yes, it's a weekly podcast now. So thank you and have a good week, guys.
Falling, the autumn is in bloom. Children are playing, it'll be dark again soon. The wind against the branches seems to make the trees move. I'm sitting here waiting, contemplating, all confused. Peculiar feeling, like a song stuck in the loop. Swallowed by the city, we are kings amongst fools. I'm sitting here waiting, contemplating, all confused. I give myself a minute to comply. Assume wherever I sleep tonight, yeah, it's gonna be alright. Tomorrow is another day. Shadows are gaining, and the night follows soon. Little bit unwanted to be found or rescued. TV peace and disputed. It's the 6 o'clock noon. I'm sitting here waiting, contemplating, all confused. I give myself a minute to comply or assume. Wherever I sleep to the end.